So like this, state in the Chazal that the Taniyos are going to end up being a Yomtev. The Taniyos are going to end up being a Yomtev. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesam and Beis, and it's really a Pasuk that the Taniyos are going to end up being a Yomtev. The Rambam brings this down in Parakei of Tainis, Ve'arbos, So Shaila is, what's this whole inyan that it's Nasi Yomtif? What's this point that it's Nasi Yomtif? Why does it have to be that it's Nasi Yomtif? Why isn't it enough that it's bottle? The accurate point is that it's bottle, that there's no more tsar. And we find in the Slichus even that we said today that it's a very big dogish, this point that there's a bittel of it. We finished the two first slichas. We say, "Shiva Aser B'Tamuz Hafach Lanu L'Yom Yeshua V'Nechama." We say, "Ha'emes Hashem Mitzvah Chatu Netzach Yoyisam L'Simcha L'Sasim L'Mayed and Toivim." It's like it's a big dogish on this nekuda that for some reason has to become a yomtiv. So what's the point of that? So, I wanted to talk about another inyan and bring it back to this. It's a very interesting inyan. Very choshev inyan. You find in the Torah many times that we also find in the slichas that the last slichas ends with a different nekuda. It says v'ayin pekach v'nokom kach me'eret medishon shavat ilim v'azishal ma'ava ma'ava. This is the inyan of nokom kach. There's an inyan that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is supposed to, we mispalel that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should take nekama. So the shayla is, what's this inyan that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should take nekama? So you think nekama is like it's a form of din, it's a form of, it's basically mishpat. So we will be very happy when a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes nekama. What's the inyan? I always wondered, like, b'chla, what's the whole idea of nekama? But you find that it's mamish a chosh of an inyan. Because the Mashal in Parshas Hazinu, the Ramban says, Parshas Hazinu, the whole Parshas Hazinu is basically the story of Klal Yisrael, the whole history of Klal Yisrael. So we're going to go from the beginning that you got the Torah, Yarev Katal Likhi, and everything, but then it's all the Shiches Loi and Tor Ike Shuvasaltoil and all the terrible things that Klal Yisrael does, the Chorim Mois Oilam, and you have to mamish. And eventually, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to come back, and there's going to be Shashas Shechina, and we're going to fix everything, and the Gilui Shechina is going to be Noir V'Ayim, and we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, and everything like that. So, what's the Soiv Davar of everything? What's the Mamish? This is the end of the whole world, the end of Klal Yisrael, the end of time, the whole Tachas, the whole Bria. So what's the Mamish? The Shpitz? Haninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avodav Yikoyim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took Nekam on the Goyim. That's what they're gonna. This is the spitz of the thing. V'nokam yoshiv l'tzarav v'chipar ad mosi amoi ad kan, the end of the shira of Hazinu. This is the end of the whole shira. Saying you wanna say after the whole nekama. So then, okay, so what's gonna happen now? Okay, so now we'll go to Yisrael. Now we're gonna build the Beis HaMikdash. Let's have the Beis HaMikdash. Let's have the Gilui Shechina. Let's have something. No, this is good for the end. We usually think that this is hechtem. So to get to the end, you have to punish the people, get them out of the way, and now we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. But here's state not like that, saying that the whole spitz of everything is gufa in this, that there's a nekama to Klal Yisrael. What's this chashivas of nekama, which for us it's also to do nekama, sometimes it's a bad midah. It's like not a good thing. Okay, it's needed, whatever, you have to do din, mishpat, but like, this is the spitz of everything. And you find it even by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, that what's his last thing? Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael, Yishakar HaShashu Baruta, and everything, that's what the Torah is. But what was the last thing Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah to do? The very last thing that he has to do, and fakir, it says in Chazal, that his whole misa was totally on this, and he can't die until this happens. He can't die until this happens. But once it happens, well, it's time for Moshe Rabbeinu. What? Nekoim nikmas yisrael me'amidyanim. You have to go do nekoim from Midyan. This is, and once Moshe Rabbeinu does this, okay, then everything's good to go. So Pella. So this is, okay, you don't have to get punished. I get it. So this has to be Moshe Rabbeinu's job in life, that he has to do it. First of all, why do you have to do it? Second of all, he can't, it's kilo, his mission in life is not Kayim until he does this nikmas amidyanim. Oh, but you do this now. Now it's time for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chazal point out he could have been delayed. It that was the whole chiddush, and he did it right away. But like, so you find this Indian in Mamash, the soif dover of everything is this mid of nekama. So is the shaila. What is this? What is this Indian? And so you find similar thing by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, this Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out in the Shmuz and Sichel Nosar, David HaMelech, his last thing, what does he point out to Shlomo HaMelech? When I die, take nekama from Shimei ben Gera. Don't forget. This is my parting words to Shlomo HaMelech, that I didn't forget about the nekama. I can't do it because I can't do the nekama myself. But don't forget about the nekama to Shimei ben Gera, the Davda son. Okay, now I gave you my message, I can leave this world now. Okay, Shimei ben Gera, he got away with it. He didn't get away with it. What's the? That's his shtel over there in Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Be'emes is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, "Godol Mikdash Shenitan Ben Shtei Oisiyos Shenemar Palta Hashem Mikdash Hashem." So between the two words of Hashem is the word Mikdash. Rambam Lazar, and then it says, "Maskifar V'Acha Karchina." So you're telling me there's a big raya, something which is nitin ben shtei oisiyos, is a very chashuv azach. In fact, the Gemara, I elamata gedoyle nekama shinin ben shtei oisiyos. It's nekama like that. It's also nitin ben shtei oisiyos. So the Gemara, because it says kel nekama is Hashem. So nekama is put between two oisiyos of Hashem, two names of Hashem. I'm like, in, b'mil se mia gedoyle hi. Nekama is taka chashuv azach. So first of all, just the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying is that Mikdash and Nekama are the two things which are nitin between two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haloi Dover, what is this Indian that Nekama and Mikdash are miyuchad to this Indian of having Hashem's name between the two Oisiyos? And the Tzlach asks on the Gemara, like, what was the Shakvataria? It's a funny Gemara. The Gemara starts off, what shaykh is Nekama? Oh, what do you mean, what shaykh is Nekama? About the Nekama. What did the Gemara think and what did the Gemara come out? As I frak the Tzlach. What's the shaykh v'tari? Oh, G'dol and Nekama, Ki'ilu, like it's not even a Havamin, it's a Kasha. It can't be. We didn't answer the question. We just said, no, you're wrong. Taka Nekama is also like that. So the shaykh v'tari is very shver. What was the shaykh v'tari? As I frak the Tzlach. So, the pshat's like this. If a person, let's say, someone stole $100 from me. So there's two ifanim of mishpat. So one mishpat is someone stole $100 from me. So what do I want? I want to get my $100 back. Right, I want to get my $100 back. So I want to go to the person and get back my $100. It's not going to help me if he goes and gives his $100 to someone else. It's not even going to help me if he's zerk at layam. What do I get from him that he lost his $100? I lost my $100. I want to get back my $100. So getting back my $100 is an oifen of mishpat. But what happens if a guy comes and slaps me across the face right in the middle of the basement? It's barabim. So, what do I want back from him? I want someone else to come and slap him across the face in front of Beis Medrash. Right? I want to get him back. Why? Why? And if I don't do it to him and someone else does it to him, it's even better. I don't have to be the one doing it to him. I would rather maybe even more so someone else does it to him. It's even better for me. Right? That's not an oynish. That's not an oynish. That's a nekama. I want to get him back to get what he deserves. I don't like what he did. I want him to feel the same way I felt. I want to get him back. What's the nekuda? So Chaim Shmulevitz in that Shmuz has a lashon. He says that he just says a few. I mean, Shmuel's a minute, but what's negiah to here? He says one lashon. He says ki toichna of nekama ain't a einish gomer, ain't a einish greida. Nekama is not a punishment. Elahi mitzui cheshben hatzedek ba'olam. It's putting the balance back to the way it was before. So he says Nekama is putting back the tzedek in the world. So let's go like this. What did I lose when he slaps me across the face, Brabim? I lost my kavod. I lost a portion of my kavod. If someone else goes and stands up for my kavod and then slaps him across the face, so now I got my covered back. Because now we see he's the Meshuggah and not me. Right? If I care, people do care about my covered. When he comes and slaps me across the face, I lost my covered and no one cares. If someone comes and goes and gives it back to him for doing that, then that's mimed back my covered. And if I care, I don't have to do it. It's not about me. It's not Oynish. It's not Oynish for what he did. It's putting back that the restoring the kavod that I lost because he embarrassed me. So the nekuda of nekama, that mida, is restoring the lost kavod that happened from the maisen that took place, and restoring the tzedek and the mishpat. So Marshall, for example, so let's say what we said by David HaMelech, what was he trying to say? He was trying to say, they don't think I don't have the cover of the malchus, and I'm going to give you ki'ilu like a damaged goods because I'm giving you malchus that lost some of the covet. So he's saying there's a chiv that you have to go before you can take the malchus. You have to take nekama from Shimi ben Gera to be maimed back the malchus to the way it was. Not because Shimi ben Gera did a bad thing and you have to go be manish him. It's not about einish. It's about nekama. You have to go put his covered back, so that if you put his covered, you have to put the covered of the malchus back in place. And this is very important. This is the first thing. David HaMelech says, I'm making the melech. The first thing you have to do, you have to restore the covered of the malchus. If you're not going to restore the covered of the malchus, then you can't be the melech. So that's why he did that. So, I think Rav Dessler also says this. He says that nekama is Meloshon Kam. That's the Lashon Kam. It's to bring back up that which fell down. The Nun is Miloshon Neufel. And the Kam is the bringing back up that which fell. Okay. So now this is why it's so Shaychus to the Ramchal. Here's the Inyan of the idea. The idea is like this. The Ramchal's Masbir, that the point of the entire world is the Gilui of the Yichud of Hashem. That's the Tachlis of the entire world, is to be Megala Yichud Hashem. That everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to be Megala, the Yichud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So the more you're Megala, and the more you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, and the more the world sees a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's every step is getting closer and closer to the ultimate Gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The simple way to see a Kodesh Baruch in the world is through Gilui Kvoidai, is when there's Taka, a Kavod Hashem in the world. So, L'moshal, the oifen of seeing a Kodesh Baruch in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a Gevaldika way of bringing out the Kavod of a Kodesh Baruch in the Bria. Is that we bring out the Kavod of a Kodesh Baruch in the Bria through Beis HaMikdash, through the Toiv, through all the Brachas, through everything that good that happens, and we're Makir, it's a Kodesh Baruch, right? So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch just create the world that way? Give everything Gevaldik, and everyone will see Hashem, and the world will be clear. Because then there's no makom for us to do anything. Because then it's obvious. So what's the whole makom of Avoida in the world? The whole makom of Avoida is, so why is there Ra? Why is there anything that's Ra in the world? So the Ramchal's Masbir, the reason that there's Ra, this is summarizing the whole Sefer, right? The reason why there's Ra is Gufa. Ra was created in order to be defeated. The purpose of Ra in the world is to be Mevatel the Ra, so that from the Bittul of Ra, you also see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the way that's our job in bringing out the Yichud of Hashem in the world. Otherwise, we're not bringing it out. Hashem did it already. So where's our job in bringing out the Yichud? Is to see Hashem even in the Ra. It's to be Mevatel, the Korach of the Ra in the world, and through that, you're bringing out the Yichud of Hashem. So it turns out that the bittul of the Ra is a greater gilui of Yichud Hashem than even the seeing Hashem in the Toiv. Because this is where we're seeing that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see that this Ra and this Toiv. Where's the, right? And we know the Toiv is from Hashem. But this that we could show even the Ra, the Tachlis and the Ra was there to bring out a Toiv, this is the Tachlis of the entire Bria. That's what he says. That's what he says. So the Chazal that says that Godol Mikdash Shenitin b'shtei oisiyos, it means is that the way that we see Hashem through the world, there's Hashem in the Bria and there's Hashem in the world. How do we see Hashem through the world? The two Shemos of Hashem are neschaber through the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Gilui of Hashem in the world. But there's a whole nother way of bringing out the Gilui of Hashem in the world. Is that when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so Beis Hamikdash brings out the Hashem's clarity in the world in the greatest way. But there's a way that's even greater than bringing out Hashem's kavod through Mikdash, which is that when the Ra can be defeated, then that's even a greater way of bringing out the kavod Hashem in the world. Okay? So, when we go through a galus, so we're going through in this tsaris and there's things that happen, right? So that's all we see is the Ra. But the whole tachlis of the world is to show us that there was never a Ra in the first place. Is that that whole thing never had a koyach independently of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole point of it was to be defeated and to bring out from even that part of it the gilui of Hashem. So when you go and there's a kiyum of nekama in the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is noikem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings out nekama on the Umas Ha'olam, so that's not just a punishment for what they did. The Umas Ha'olam were the Hester upon him. We're blocking out the covet of HaKadosh Baruch in the world, like the guy that slaps the person across the face in the middle of the Beis Medrash. So he didn't just take away from him $100. He mamish took away the whole covet of the Bria. So the whole covet of Hashem in the Bria. The whole Golos is a Hester of the covet of Hashem in the Bria. So what happens? The Nekama is not just punishing for what they did. The Nekama is that he's mimed back his covet through the bittul of the Ra, through them getting punished for what they did, they're getting punished for every step that happened. What that shows was it was really Yichud, it was really a Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. And now that it's in this battle, it brings out the Gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in the Ra. The Kel Nekamos Hashem is a greater Gilui of Hashem than the Mikdash Hashem. The Mikdash Hashem Ben Shtei Oisiyos is one way of bringing out the Gilui Hashem from the Toif, but the Nekama is the way to bring out Gilui Hashem even from the Ra. And that's our tachlis of the whole Bria, according to the Amchal. That's the entire purpose of the Bria, is this point, that we have to bring out the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in the Ra. If we, through the Golus, can suffer something, but then at the end we say that this was the Nekama of our Kadosh Baruch Hu who's going to come on them in the end. We're not just saying, I want to get them back. We're saying that the Kavod Hashem should come out from this. Now, the Shem Hashem which is used is the Shem of Rachamim. The Chiddush of the Gemara was like this. The Tzlach said, what was the Shakvataria? The Shakvataria was that the names of Hashem that are used there are Rachamim. Kael is Rachamim and Yudkei Vavkei is Rachamim. So the Shakvataria of the Gemara was that there's no Rachamim in Oynish, in the Kama. It's all Din. So what are you saying that Nekama's Ben Shtei Oisiyos, Kilo, it's the greatest Gilui of Rachamim? There's no Rachamim in Nekama. Nekama's all Din. So the Tzach says, no, you know what Nekama is? Nekama, the Rachamim is that when a Yid suffered, and at the end he's able to see the Nekama, it's not just, oh, my enemies got back to me. It means I was part of the Gilui of Kavod Shemayim in the Bria. My suffering brought Mashiach in the end. My suffering was the vehicle that Hashem, that was the Ra that ended up being Mahapech to bringing out the Kavod Hashem in the Bria. So it's Kavaldik HaChesed. That the person now sees that everything part of his life was part of the process of bringing out the Kavod Shemayim. And Hashem chose me to be the person that could be the one, the vehicle of bringing out Hashem even through the Ra. This is basically what the Tzlach said. I mean, says it like so, like this. But basically, that was a shock with the Gemara. The Gemara took a rachamim in the Kama, because it allows everything in the world to really be megala that it's part of the Gilui Kavod Shemaim of the Bria, and that's the Kel Nekamas Hashem. By Kriyas Yamsuf was a Gilui of Nekama. We spoke out like Ishma Chama that Hashem was fighting for Klai Yisrael. So it's a Gilui of Nekama. So the Frem Shach Vataria that Hashem says the Malachim want to sing Shira. How you talking? Masi Adutav Biyam. But Klai Yisrael did sing Shira. So what's Pshat? Because the Malachim, their job is not to bring out the Gilui Kavod Shemaim. They just do the Ratzon Hashem. So for them, they're singing Shira on the Din, on the Einish part that they got punished. So it's not your business now on the Oynesh to sing Shira. But we're singing Shira because now there's a Gilui Kavod Shemaim from what they did to us Gufa. Like it says, it says in Rashi over there, that the guy that was really bad was whatever, was on the top, and the Kaiferes Mayim Rabin was one that wasn't so bad. Every guy and everything that every Yid got, he saw now how the Kavod Shemaim was coming out through his suffering. So for that, there's a Shira on that, because our job is to bring out the Gilui Kavod Shemaim in the Bria. The Goyin says that the Chiprat, so the Tachlis of the Bria, at the end of the whole Shira, what's the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael? The Tachlis is not the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Gilui Kavod Hashem through the Toif. But the Tachlis of everything is going to be at the end, that the entire process was Gilui Kavod Shemaim. And what's the Shpitz of that is Harninu Goyim Amoy, this Goyim will sing, Kidam Avod of Yikoyim, because everything is going to be, and there's going to be a Gavadik and a Kama. And every part that was a Chil Hashem Shemaim in the beginning was Gilui Kavod Shemaim in the end. And therefore, the Gilui Kavod Shemaim that comes through the Nakama is greater than the Gilui Kavod Shemaim that comes through the Mikdash. So the Golus is a Gufa, greater Gilui of that. And the Goyin says that every single thing that happened to every Yid is going to be part of that Gilui Kavod Shemaim in the end. And he says, Dam Avad of Yikoyim is talking about a guy that hit a Yid and was Moitzi Dam. And Nakam Yashiv Letzarov is a Tzarov that holds Shevi, holds hostages and holds captives. The Chibrad Moso Amoy is for everyone that was buried in the ground, was killed. Every step, just like in Az Yosher, every step of every guy was mamish to the point. So in the end, every Nakam is going to be exactly what the guy did, and it's going to be Nakam. But our Simcha in that is not because they got back what they deserve. Our simcha in that is because we're able to see how we're part of the process of bringing out the Kavod Shemaim in the Ra itself. So the Nekama is Gvaldik. So at the end, the Yomim Toivim or Gufa, the Taniyas don't just become Batal. Taniyas are Batal, that's one thing. Taniyas become a Yomtif, because the Taniyas should say that this Tsar, at the end, when there's Nekama for this Tsar, it's Gufa, there's Kavod Shemaim from this Tsar. So Memela, the Tsar itself, brings out the Kavod Shemaim, which is Gufa Yomtif for us. So the avoid is to realize that there's a Golas, and there's but the Golas is Gufa, the way to be Megala, Kavod Shemaim, to realize that every step is bringing us closer, and when it's going to happen in the end, this was part of the process, and when you understand the suffering and the Golas in that way, it's Gufa part of the Gilui Kavod Shemaim, even in a way better, greater than Mikdash. And that's the Gilui in the end, is Harninu Goyim Amo, Kidam Avodav Yikoyim, and we should be Zerichet to see that Bekar of Ezer Hashem.